We could add to that that the reason Og needed such a big bed is because he was one of the giants. It says that he was the last of that line. He was one of the giants. So it was a big bed because he was a big man. And this also, I think, fits the picture of what we're saying, that he had, we'll make the spiritual application, he had enlarged himself on all these things that he was enjoying. This is why he was so large, because he just enjoyed all those things for himself. The other example in that same line might be Eglon in the book of Judges. He was a very heavy man, and he had a room in his palace that was just for himself. It was a very self-centered kind of way of looking at things. And there was a lot of power, a lot of ability to enforce the enjoyment for himself. Og was a very powerful king also. He expected to conquer in this battle because he already had conquered. Sihon also was similar. He already had conquered. Sihon had taken this land. Just to compare it, we didn't look at it in depth, but in verse 26 it said that Sihon had taken this land from Moab. He wanted it for himself. Og was large because he was enjoying all these things for himself. So the attitude of just absorbing whatever we can, taking whatever we can, claiming whatever we can, these are the characteristics of these enemies. And so the bed just adds to that, because he himself was a very big man. And this is usually how we get known in the world, when we're big people. I don't mean physically now, of course, but just being, how are we big people? We can be big in influence, we can be big in status, and many times it's the possessions that we have that allow us to be seen by others that way. It's very enticing. So this just adds to what we said about Og.
Well, the question might beg the question, should I say so? We say that this is the type of self-indulgence, pleasure. What's wrong with pleasure? Moses says the pleasures of sin for a season. What's wrong with pleasure? Why are we making an issue about it? I think we need to help ourselves with this. And I leave that question there.
There's no question that as far as the Word of God, that God has given us all things to enjoy. Yeah. When Paul speaks to Timothy and he speaks about the rich, he says, let them enjoy, but also be rich in what? In good works. The problem becomes when we have the pleasures that the flesh is taking over, that absolutely hinders us now from enjoying the one who gave us all things. It is really on the line of the ungodly. They have went after creation rather than the Creator. And that's the danger in the heart of the believer as well. To be so much occupied with what was given rather than the giver himself. And what is amazing about this, these self-indulgence, I want to compare another bed. I think it will be suitable. That bed of Og, we never seen that it was protected. But Solomon's bed was protected. When the flesh have this bed before us, there's no protection. There's nobody to surround us and put some, if I can use that term, a pressure or some protection so that it will not be a matter of indulgence myself. But there was a bed of Solomon, and it speaks about the valiant men of Solomon. They all have swords. They all have the scripture. And brethren, this is the only thing that will protect us, is when we are enjoying what God has given us, but at the same time not losing sight of the giver. And the father of every good gift, as it were, so that we can balance it out. And that's, I think, the danger. Remember, Bashan, remember that spirit of self-indulgence, making names for ourselves. It's all about me rather than God. When the Lord Jesus in Psalm 22, it is that serious as far as Christ is concerned. When he was speaking about his suffering, he brings aspect of Bashan. Bulls of Bashan, that dear brethren, this aspect of things, that Christ died for it, and you and I, we have to come into the good of it, that God has given me all these things. Yes, we can enjoy, but never lose sight of the giver, and also to be rich in good works, not only thinking of myself, but also, as we said earlier, to consider God and to consider the saints.
I think we get an answer to David's question in Deuteronomy chapter 32, if you want to turn there. In Moses' prophetic discourse, looking prophetically at Israel down the road, he indeed prophesied that they would take up the spirit of Og. We see in verse 8, he gave Israel a very special place amongst the nations, separating them from the nations. They were special people. And he gave them these good things to enjoy. Verse 13, he made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Very pleasurable things, but God had given it to them. They were from the hand of God. Butter of kine, milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan. Brother John mentioned Bashan. And goats with the fat of the kidneys of the wheat. That is, drink pure blood of the grape. But notice verse 15. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. See, that's odd. He forgot God. You see, you get it in the middle of the verse. Then he forsook God. That's the danger, brethren. When the things, the good things that God has given the joy, displace him. And what is the result of that? We find verse 16. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. Provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed to demons. We don't want to miss that point. There's a connection there. This leading into idolatry. And this is what Paul brings up. We're coming to the New Testament. But Paul brings up in Ephesians, he says that covetousness, which is idolatry. It's a displacement of God and our affections, were things that God had given for us to richly enjoy, but they displace him. That's the spirit of Og.
And that's really important now as we move on. I hope the battlefield is clear. I hope you realize what the enemy is trying to do to us. We're talking about material things here. The things that you have, your health, your time, your money, your house, your car, your mental ability, your education, all of these things that the Lord have entrusted you with. What kind of attitude, what kind of spirit are you taking it as it is my intellect and my opinion that I could have my own understanding of things? Or you could take it in the spirit of Allah. It's all mine. I'm just going to get fat and happy and lazy and indulge more and more and accumulate more and more. Look, the world, Satan is the best marketer on earth. He puts before you all of these dazzling things. Have you ever seen an ad in black and white? I think they invented color for advertisement. Because you see all of these glossy things and how beautiful they look. And let's be honest, our heart will, I would love to have that. And I would love to have that. And I would love to have that. And people are accumulating, believers, accumulating things in their own homes. And now people are start buying storage stuff to store stuff in it also. And sometimes I wonder when the Lord come and the unbelievers come to our homes. And they said, what kind of foolish people they were. Look at how their houses are filled with things. They thought they're going to live here for 1,000 years. We need to be conscious of that spirit because it hinders our spiritual progress. So how do we handle then? What is the right way of handling material things? We said the spirit of Og and the spirit of Sihon are the wrong spirit. Well, there is another way. And that's what the Reubenite, the Gadite, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh, in that very same land, look at these material blessings, the fatness of the land, the riches of the land, and they said, these are Christian now. We're good people. We really love the Lord. And we really love this part of the land. These material things are so wonderful. And we thank God for them. We just want to be in there. After all, we have many, many, many cattle. So we just want to be here. We'll go and fight with you. We'll fight for spiritual truth. We'll fight for the word of God. But really, really, we just want to enjoy these things. And let me just bring it to your mind. You hear believers give thanks. What portion of that thanksgiving is thanking God for the material things that we have, for the health, for the strength, for the food, and we need to do that. Please, especially if you are at school, when you are eating lunch, bow your head. Show everybody that you're thankful for what you eat.